This is KUT. I'm Laura Rice. The men and women in uniform are not the only ones putting their lives on the line in the ongoing conflicts overseas. Dogs are playing an important role in today's war zones as they sniff out bombs, saving lives and giving comfort to soldiers. A discussion about canines in the military is happening tonight at the Carver Public Library. Dog handlers from Fort Hood will be there, as will University of Texas at Austin professor Nancy Skisari. She's working on a documentary about military dogs and joins me now to give a little preview about tonight's discussion. Thanks for stopping by, Nancy.
Thank you, Laura. Thanks for having me.
So dogs have been a part of war for a long time. What has their role been like in the current conflicts?
Dogs have been used in war for centuries. The Romans used them. The conquistadors, when they came to the Aztecs, used dogs. Well, they're very in demand at the moment, and this has been the result of realizing that over 10 years, 2 out of 3 American soldiers have been killed or maimed by improvised explosive devices. The best deterrent against those bombs is a dog's nose. So dogs are leading human troops through very dangerous environments, leading us as a pack of humans, as I said, as of soldiers. And you realize that dogs and their handlers are there to save lives. It's a different kind of feeling.
From the clips that I've seen from your film already, it seems like there's a bond that goes even deeper from a partnership. There's definitely sort of a codependence. And there's one clip in particular where there's gunfire going off and the soldier is laying on top of the dog. And you can see the dog sort of cringing with each, you know, fire that goes off. What is that like? And what are you finding as you're exploring those relationships?
Well, the dog handler and the military working dog form a very unique relationship that's based on personality matches, very much the way you would find yourself suited to be friends with one person as opposed to another. It is only the handler and the dog that deploy together. So that in a sense, they're a unit, they're a team. So the dog handler really has to form a strong relationship with that dog to build the trust that's necessary to be a successful team. It's a really unique relationship because you think about it, it's based on love and trust and this kind of codependence, as you say, but it's happening in the middle of a war zone where everybody else is in a fight or flight mentality where it's kind of kill or be killed, whereas the dog handler has to maintain this loving relationship of, you know, giving the dog what it needs.
Of course, dogs are a different sort of tool than the other tools that the military uses. You know, they're not exactly a weapon. They're not exactly, you know, a transport device. And they're not there by choice, as, you know, most of our military members are. So what do you think our position should be on choosing for dogs to send them to war zones?
That's a question that's a conflict for all of us working on the film. You know, we see that the dogs have no agency. They are bred often and then trained and put in kennels, and they wait to be married with their handler. And then when they're finished with their tour, their handler often has to move on in his or her life. But the dog remains in the cage, in the kennel, until another handler comes along, bonds with that dog, and they deploy again. And this can last pretty much for the working life of the dog. They're very expensive to train, and they're very useful. So it's not enough for them to just go once or twice. They will deploy up to maybe 4 times, maybe even 5.
I have to say something unique about this film project that you're working on. You know, we usually hear 3D and maybe we think of like a comic book blockbuster, but this is a documentary that you're shooting in 3D. Why did you decide to do that?
It's an opportunity to perhaps shake up the visual imagery of war that we are so used to, flat, two-dimensional, khaki-colored, sand-colored, and introduce some movement through space that maybe replicates, in a sense, the movement of a dog through that world. Just also, it kind of heightens the experience.
Nancy Skisari is working on the film Canine Soldiers. Thanks for being here, Nancy.
Thank you, Laura. Thanks for having me.
Tonight's discussion on Canine Soldiers starts at 6:30 at the Carver Public Library. It's part of a month-long series by Texas Performing Arts focused on the cost of war. With KUT News, I'm Laura Rice.